Why do we have peepholes in our front doors? Or the app that lets us see who is standing at our front door? We have those because we know that not every visitor is a welcomed visitor. We want to know if we should get off the couch to welcome in a friend or to stay slouched down, hoping an unwelcome guest will leave us alone. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are tracing God's grace in the life of Naomi, who's the mother-in-law of Ruth in the book of Ruth. So far, Naomi sees no grace from God, and she is bitter about how her life has turned out so far. But if we look, we will see God's grace all around Naomi. So let's look at Ruth chapter 1, verse 6. It says that Naomi had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and had given them food. We discussed yesterday's episode about how the news had traveled to the fields of Moab. Not only had Naomi heard that God had visited his people, but that the visitation was a good one. You see, for God to visit his people didn't immediately conjure up hope. In the Bible, God visits his people many times. Sometimes that visitation is in the form of corrective discipline. So just the mere fact that God visits is not necessarily one of immediate joy and relief. But Naomi heard that the Lord had visited his people and had given them food. This is the blessing of God, being faithful to his word for his people. He hadn't just visited any people, but he visited his people with whom he was in a covenant relationship. And part of the covenant was the promise of restoration when his people repented of their sin and returned to him. So upon hearing that he had visited his people with food, one of the things that should have been going through Naomi's mind was, the people have repented and God has made good on his promise. He is faithful to his word. He gave food to his people. What is God doing around us and in our lives? Well, he's being faithful to his word. He restored the people of Bethlehem when they repented, and he will be faithful to his word he has given you to redeem you and restore you when you repent and turn to Christ. So are you having trouble discerning the goodness of God in your life? Perhaps repentance is in order. Then you can bank on God's faithfulness to his word. He hasn't broken a promise yet, and he never will. Today, when you pray, please pray for Phil Knott, our missionary in Africa. Also, remember the Portuguese Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde.